Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
Well, it took its time getting here, but it looks like spring has sprung.
Yeah, but it's really tentative, at least in some regards. But yeah, there's, you know, we've said before, there's really no holding it back. That just wants to go make progress, whether, you know, everything is kind of totally in sync or not. Since we last kind of ran through the latest and greatest, you know, arrivals and changes, some of the things that I've noticed have been quite a few more species of birds arriving, migrants arriving, as well as just numbers of species that had already been here. So, way more grackles now than there were, and blackbirds of other kinds, like red wings.
Also the absence of some that were here and are no longer here.
Just, yeah.
Like overnight, the juncos disappeared.
Yes, right. Isn't that amazing? How, you know, going to come and, you know, and they kind of grouped up, got bigger and bigger. And then, yep, like you say, almost overnight. I still have seen a few, when I've been out walking, a few, the tail end lingering. I'm not seeing any more around our bird feeder. Yeah, very interesting how they manage to make those decisions collectively in ways that are not obvious to me. So been seeing a lot of both male and female rose-breasted grosbeaks now, and even singing, you know, well, that's nothing more wonderful about spring for me than walking out the door in the morning and hearing those songs greeting me. And lots more purple finches. The fox sparrows seem to have flown the coop, so to speak, or flown the neighborhood. But we've had, I don't know if it's the same bird, only one at a time, but the white-crowned sparrow that's been for more than a week, maybe more than 10 days even, on the ground around our feeder, which has been really fun. I've heard reports, I have not seen one, but heard reliable reports of hummingbirds. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you had them?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Males and females, or just males?
No, I've not seen one personally at this point myself, but I'm assuming they're mostly males right now.
Okay. I've seen kestrels, blue-headed vireo, quite a few yellow-rumped warblers, ruby-crowned kinglets in the woods and singing, black-throated blue warbler. I've heard a report and saw a great picture of, that someone sent me, of black-throated blue warbler at their suet feeder.
Really?
Yes. And, you know, I've read that they do that. I've never seen that, them feeding at suet or even seeds, but apparently they do. And, of course, this would have been the year when one might see that, because insects have been very few and far
not
between.
Not many bugs in the, out of the woods, no.
No, not yet.
Although I've seen one morning cloak.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. So broadwing hawk, yeah, so things are happening. But in my experience this year anyway, definitely more kind of fits and starts with birds coming back. Little pulses, not great big waves. I had a wonderful, serendipitous, in a way, experience last week when I had a few minutes in between things in town, and I thought, I'm going to go out to the break wall. And I had a couple of missions, phenological missions. But when I was on my way kind of heading back, I thought, I'm just going to drop down on the lakes or on the harbor side, you know, where it's all shrubby. And so I did that. And was I ever glad I had made that decision, because there I was, suddenly found myself surrounded by all these warblers that were feeding in the shrubs, mostly alders that are growing there. You know, there's a few conifers, but it's mostly shrubs. And no need for binoculars. I mean, they're just right around you. As long as you're standing still, they're, you know, they could care less. You're just another place to land. No one ever landed on me, but I mean, that's what I, you know, I kind of felt that way. And among the mix of birds there was a black pole warbler, which I had not seen one of those, I think, in about 20 years.
Really?
They are one of the more far north nesting warblers, so they don't stay here. Oh, it was really fun to see that. And just, there's no way you can plan that. He just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
But, so he was passing through.
Yes, yeah. Passing through. But, you know, that right now, of course, because of our slow spring, there's no leaves on. So this is the perfect time to see, have a good look at these birds as they come through. And the lakeshore is another reminder of how critical our Lake Superior coastline is to migratory songbirds and raptors, and they're utilizing that what natural or semi-natural habitat there is really critical to them as they come along the shore. And standing there as I left and looked back at it, I thought, you know, this is a sort of not spectacular kind of setting that people who live here even, but also people who visit here could look at and say, oh, well, you know, why don't they tidy that up? Or we had a, you know, this is a bunch of alders, you know, who care, you know, a lot of people think alders are kind of a,
no.
a negative. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't, it looks messy, but it is invaluable, messy or not, even if it doesn't fit anybody's idea of a beautiful place in that small setting of just the thick shrubs and not a place you could easily move around in as a person. These are really essential situations, and we're so, so fortunate to have that right in our midst. There's so many communities that don't have those little places of habitats that still support our native plants and animals. Mm-hmm. So, oh, we really have to be very grateful and hang on to those. They're priceless.
You heard any frogs?
Oh, well, yes. I have heard spring peepers down by the lake and ponds right along the Lake Superior shore. I have heard a few chorus frogs calling. One that was out at the edge of the river pond by our place called a few times. Stopped, and I've heard a couple that were still in the woods and trying out their calls a little bit, but no mass calling yet in the woods. And wood frogs, have you heard any wood frogs?
No, I haven't heard much for frogs at all.
Yeah, so yeah, it's interesting. So it should happen anytime. If we could just get a night of like 50 degrees and some rain at the same time,
right,
would really send those guys off on their musical journey.
Chell Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for filling us in on Spring Right Now.
You're very welcome.